This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A group of 200 musicians have signed a letter against irresponsible AI. I'm Imran Sheikh, and get ready for the dulcet tones of my voice, because it's time for your Daily Crunch for Wednesday, starting with three big headlines. So hiring portal Indeed has redesigned the profile page for users, allowing individuals to use an AI-powered writer to fill up work experience and also added support for multiple resumes. But then how will people experience the joy of sending wrong cover letters to people? Anyway, the company has also launched a set of smart sourcing suites for recruiters with features like AI-powered candidate summaries and custom messages. Recruit Holdings-owned Indeed is revamping its profile page and adding AI-aided features to better compete with rivals like LinkedIn, Talent.com, and ZipRecruiter. The new AI-powered work experience writer helps people form better descriptions of different projects. You can put away those thesauruses for good. The company is also adding support for saving up to 5 resumes, so that an individual can easily pick the most relevant copy when applying for different kinds of roles. Both features will roll out soon. Indeed is also adding AI-powered smart messaging and automated interview scheduling. The AI-assisted messaging tool enables hiring managers to create or modify communication with job seekers. The company said,
"More people are hired on Indeed than any other site. With new AI-powered technology, we continue to transform job matching and hiring. We're excited to share our latest innovations that leverage our active talent pool and our deep understanding of what drives successful hiring to help the world work better."
Indeed's rival LinkedIn has also infused AI into multiple aspects such as learning, recruitment, marketing, sales, messaging, and profile enhancement. You know, like a BBL for your work profile. All right, so Meta is denying that it gave Netflix access to users' private messages. Now, the claim recently began circulating on X after X owner Elon Musk amplified multiple posts about the matter by replying, quote, "Wow," unquote, and, quote, "Yup," unquote. The claim references a court filing that emerged as part of the discovery process in a class action lawsuit over data privacy practices between a group of consumers and Facebook's parent, Meta. The document alleges that Netflix and Facebook had a special relationship, and that Facebook even cut spending on original programming for its Facebook Watch video service so as not to compete with Netflix, a large Facebook advertiser. It also says that Netflix had access to Meta's Inbox API that offered the streamer programmatic access to Facebook's users' private message inboxes. This is the part of the claim that Musk responded to in posts on X, leading to a chorus of angry replies about how Facebook user data was for sale, so to speak. Meta, for its part, is denying the accuracy of the document's claims. Meta's communications director, Andy Stone, reposted the original X post on Tuesday with a statement disputing that Netflix had been given access to users' private messages. Beyond Stone's X post, Meta has not provided further comment. A group of 200 musicians signed an open letter calling on tech companies and developers to not undermine human creativity with AI music generation tools. The list of undersigned artists is so power-packed and wide-ranging that it could make for a great Coachella lineup. It features Billie Eilish, The Bob Marley Estate, Chappell Roan, Elvis Costello, Greta Van Fleet, Imagine Dragons, John Bon Jovi, The Jonas Brothers, Kacey Musgraves, Katy Perry, Mac DeMarco, Miranda Lambert, Mumford & Sons, Nicki Minaj, Noah Kagan, Pearl Jam, Sheryl Crow, and Zayn Malik, among others. When used irresponsibly, AI poses enormous threats to our ability to protect our privacy, our identities, our music, and our livelihoods, the letter reads. Some of the biggest and most powerful companies are, without permission, using our work to train AI models. For many working musicians, artists, and songwriters who are just trying to make ends meet, this would be catastrophic. Now, historically, musicians have gotten the short end of the stick as tech gets more and more sophisticated. First, it was file sharing that made it easy to get music for free. RIP Napster. Streaming emerged as the answer for that issue. But it's not one that's satisfied artists. The Union of Musicians and Allied Workers, UMAW, has spent years working to secure better streaming payouts for artists. The artists in the guild estimate that Spotify's average streaming royalty rate is about 0.0038 cents, or about a fourth of a cent. So it makes sense that musicians remain skeptical of this emerging technology. Authors have also taken a stand against the rise of generative AI. Let's kick it over to producer Dennis for today's startup news in about 1 minute, or he'll owe me a quarter of a cent.
Thank you, Imran. We begin with Rubrik, a data cybersecurity company that raised more than $500 million while private, filed to go public after the bell on Monday. Rubrik sells its cloud-based data protection platform to enterprises. And as of January, the company had over 1,700 customers with an annual contract value of $100,000 and nearly 100 customers who paid Rubrik over $1 million a year. Up next, Quadratic is launching out of stealth this week. Quadratic is described as a spreadsheet that speaks Python and other programming languages natively. Using Quadratic, users can bring in hundreds of thousands of rows of data, write analysis in their preferred programming language, and share the results with outside stakeholders. The platform offers workspace for teams, supports for elements like charts, and plugins to collaborate in real time. And Yahoo is acquiring Artifact, the AI-powered news app. Artifact will no longer operate as a standalone app, and its AI-powered personalization technology will be integrated across Yahoo, including the Yahoo News app, in the coming months. Artifact's technology surfaces content users want to see and becomes more attuned to their interests over time.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Kyle Wiggers, Ivan Mehta, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.